102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, and 106.1 BLI. Good morning. This is Plugged Into Long Island. My name is Fingers, and I'm with Don Gomo, the man behind Empire Motorcycle Safety Education Awareness Program, formed a couple years back, and we've been doing this a couple years now, Don. And good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
You know, we've been trying to get this together. It's been a busy month for both of us, and May indeed was Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month. However, it is never a wrong time to discuss motorcycle safety, especially on Long Island with our congestion, the amount of guys that we have on the bikes. And quite frankly, after the weather we've had in April
that
and May,
true.
There are more bikes on the road now, you know, as we head into June.
Right.
So this is a good time to talk about motorcycle safety.
Yeah, we definitely had a slow start to the season, but now it's all of a sudden we're summer.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're out.
I think we're actually starting to lose seasons as we move through our lives.
Yeah, spring is 2 weeks, fall is one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So thank you for coming in and talking about stuff, because there's a lot of runs on the dock already for this summer.
Yeah, it's busy.
And I thought maybe we'd talk about some of the things to be attentive to when you're in a motorcycle run, and things to consider, especially if you're in a run for your first time. A lot of newbies, like, you know, can't wait to get into a motorcycle run.
Sure.
And it's a little different because you're usually running, whether it's staggered or parade style, you're closer in proximity to someone else on a vehicle, and then you got cars passing you on either side. What kind of suggestions would you have for somebody who is considering going into a motorcycle or a group run for a first time?
First, if you're a new rider or a returning rider, and your skills are so-so, can really put a lot of thought into it. You got to remember, when you're riding, especially with large groups, when they do the parades or the escorted runs, you're riding with a lot of people, and it's a lot of mixed skill levels. You're with people that you have no idea what they're capable of doing or not doing.
Right.
Especially in an emergency situation, which we hope doesn't happen, but once again, things do happen.
Reaction time is very key.
Right. So, especially if you're a newer rider, and even if you're experienced, give yourself enough room around your pocket that you can make the adjustments for you to safely react.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. I know it's hard to do with these rides because everybody's saying move up, keep it tight, why not? Then perhaps consider staying towards the end, where you have a little bit more of a breather space.
I was going to say to you that it is, in your opinion, is there a better or safer place to be situated in a run?
It's, you know what? I prefer all the way up front.
Mm-hmm. As the guy who's usually the one being followed, there is a certain
There's a great advantage to it up there. or close to the front. It's easy to keep the pace. When you have big groups, you start getting that rubber banding effect because we're not like a train. We don't start instantly the same time, the same speed, anything.
Mm-hmm.
So you always have that rubber band adjusting going on, especially towards the rear. Go to the front. It's easier to maintain with the pace.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a little hesitant about that and you think you may be holding people up because you're going to ride slow, then maybe hang way towards the back.
Right.
The middle may not be the best spot.
When you're riding, too, you have to be cognizant of your own, I'll use the word, fears. Because when you're new, let's face it, you're getting on a several hundred pound vehicle. You don't have any protection outside of a jacket, a helmet. So you're especially when you're new, that fear level is up here.
Sure.
And I might even suggest, if you really want to support a run or the charity of whatever the run is happening, and you have that fear, show up at the beginning, do your registration, and maybe you wait until the run leaves, or you shoot up ahead, if you know where the end part is. You still get to ride, and you don't have to have that tensity, because when you're tense and fearful, you have a better chance of making a mistake.
Right, right. And this is the big one, where our biggest enemy is what you have to fight with. It's our ego.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So recognize
bikers
what you're
with egos? Come on.
I know. I'm really reaching out on a limb here, but know your level. Be honest with what you're capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not comfortable with riding with a big group, what you suggested is great. I tell people to do that same thing with group rides when they're with clubs, until they get that confidence level, experience, their skills increase better. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that, you know? people got to be in the middle of the action, and sometimes they really shouldn't be there. Mm-hmm. And that's when problems happen.
Right.
You got to understand that, like you say, fears or lack of knowledge or anything is a risk factor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big four-letter word for us is risk. And
sure. I mean, on the first page of the motorcycle manual, it tells you you risk life, limb, and death.
Yeah, so risk is a word we don't like. We can't get rid of it all.
Mm-hmm.
But the more we can do to adjust, to minimize it, and the big thing is recognizing our capabilities, honestly recognizing. I mean, people say, I've been riding for 30 years. I got experience.
Well,
and when we see them in training courses, they struggle with even the simplest of skills. So experience and skills is two different things.
Well, to that point, I'll say two things. One, you know, there's the old adage, practice makes perfect. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're practicing wrong, you're perfectly wrong.
That's right.
Also, to the point of education, you have started Empire Motorcycle Safety for that specific reason,
right,
to institute education.
Right.
How can people find out more about what you offer and what can be done in the name of safety?
Our website is motorcyclesafetyprogram.org. What we do is we go out and educate motorcyclists for free. Our goal is for riders to recognize that you can always learn more. As much as one person says, well, I've been riding 30 years,
mm-hmm,
I know how to ride. As soon as you have that mindset of I know how to ride, you've increased your risk already. If you're not open to learning more. And listen, I've been riding over 40 years. When I was younger, I was wilder, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
25-year mark, I thought I knew how to ride. I became an MSF instructor. I found out I didn't know anything.
Mm.
25 years I've been riding, and everything I did was either wrong or just, you know, not the right way to do it.
Right.
So there are right ways and wrong ways, and there are variations that work in between. Getting educated is a big thing, and we promote people going for skill programs. The biggest thing is have the mindset to understand that you want to ride safe.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much information out on the road that we can use to help us adjust. Simple things of lane adjustment, positioning for cornering, adjusting for traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, like you said, we're congested down here. As much as we do talk to driver programs and student ed programs to be aware of motorcyclists, it's not going to happen. You know, in all honesty, it's not going to happen. We have to take control.
We're way in the back of everybody else's
mind. Right.
Until they hear or see us. And sometimes it's too late.
Right, and then it's too late. Our biggest thing is motorcycle awareness starts with us, the motorcyclists.
Mm-hmm.
We should do what we can to promote it, promote riding safely, as well as learning what we can do to make our, don't give the control to them. Let's take it back.
And don't give them the opportunity to poo-poo everything we want to do because you want to pop a wheelie in the middle lane of the LIE in the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah, well,
that
if you,
not only puts you at risk, it puts everybody around you at risk, and then now there's a percentage of people that are automatically just right off the entire community because of the action of one person.
And that's our biggest thing. The driving community, we're a small percentage as motorcyclists. We're 3% of the road users. The rest of them either don't care about us or have images of us. Either we're wild sport bike crazy people or we're from the Sons of Anarchy.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they think of us.
Right, a bunch of fun-loving criminals.
Yeah. And
meanwhile, yesterday or the day before, Joe Rock, our nighttime jock, posted on social media this video that you may have seen
of
the cat that drove right over a Navy vet and his wife on a bike, like right over his, and it looked like it was an Ultra.
Yes.
And just took off.
I saw that video. It was totally insane. Granted, the video was short. It looked like there was a confrontation between them going on.
Sure, but nothing warrants doing what he did.
Absolutely not. And the thing is, you don't know what a driver is capable of doing.
Yeah, you don't know what kind of nuts are out there.
Yeah, you know, and that's what I tell people. All right, they may be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Let it go. You got away with it. There's nothing wrong with you. Back off, move a lane over, turn the exit off, get away from them. It's not worth your life or damage.
chasing a ton vehicle with a lunatic inside of it on a 600-pound bike is not the right thing to
do.
And call a cop.
And as motorcyclists, our biggest things, we have several sponsors. One of our sponsors, we were the first motorcycle organization to team up with AT&T with It Can Wait program to stop texting. That's our biggest nemesis out there is drivers and texting. These smartphones are killing us. Mm-hmm. Killing them as well.
Since this inception of all this technology that is brought into the car, and it's not just the texting on the phone, it's the GPS things on the dashboard. It's turned into a cockpit, for crying out loud.
It's like an entertainment system.
And I have changed the way that I look on the road. I have a propensity to kind of constantly scan what's across from me in from the shoulder to shoulder, what's going on in the road, and try and look as far ahead. There's two things I'm more cognizant of looking at now. The position of someone's head, you know, and how many people are in the car. Because if there's like four or five people in the car, there's immediately distraction.
Sure, conversation, you know, stuff, everything going on there.
So it's those simple kind of things that you can look out for yourself just riding.
As motorcyclists, for the most part, because of what we ride, we're able to see inside these cars. And I tell you, when I talk to riders and bikers and whatnot, they say, oh, that's all they see is people doing this. Mm-hmm. And it's very easy for us, even if you don't see them, to tell that they're texting or distracted. They're moving within the lane. Their speed's moving up and down for no reason. Their head's looking down. We see this. That's a big clue for us. Yeah. Stay away from people.
And that's
like
your
that.
Choice right there. Yeah. To make your choice. Yeah. Good morning. If you're just tuning in, this is Fingers. It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, and 106.1 BLI. I'm with Don Gomo, the president and the man who found the program, Empire Motorcycle Safety Program.org. It's all about educating motorcyclists on your bike and in the community. It's a free program that you can find out about how to join and what many of the benefits and perks are. You've done a lot of work in getting a lot of people backing up your program.
We have over 90 sponsors regionally, nationally, even a couple international sponsors. What we do, nobody does. We go out and do this for free. We're very passionate about it. We think education is our first line of defense and offense to make it survive for us. And being in the motorcycle rider education industry for over a decade, we recognize that people need to learn more. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a sport where ignorance is not bliss. It can have bad effects.
Mm-hmm. There's another organization. It is national, but there's a chapter on Long Island. Long Island Abate.
Yes, we support them 100%.
And I wouldn't say their primary, but one of their big things that they do, Jim Barr and his group, is not only are they aiming their efforts towards educating people with the sport of motorcycling, but they also, they're the guys that shoot to Albany and D.C. Right. with the AMA, trying to make sure that our rights are kept in place and that people are aware of law changes and stuff like that. How do you fit into that circle?
Well, we're very supportive of them. They support us. They are, as you said, they're a big motorcycle rights organization, and they do a phenomenal job in Long Island, everywhere from promoting motorcycle awareness to going to court cases whenever there's a car motorcycle crash involved and the driver was at fault. They're there supporting the motorcyclists. Mm-hmm. People don't do that. They're doing it. That's phenomenal.
I don't know if everybody knows this, and I'm 90% that this is true. That Abate was part and parcel to the rights being given to motorcyclists in the HOV lane on the LIE.
Yes, there were a big push for that.
Because out in California, you can't ride your bike in the HOV lane, what I understand. But you can split lanes.
You can split lanes. So I'd rather stick to the HOV lane.
Yeah, myself.
But they're very good, and they're supportive. We support them 100%. We ask our members to consider joining them. The more members they have, the more they can do politically and within the community. Our side is, they do it so well, and we can't. We're not a rights organization. We're primarily education.
Safety.
And that's how they support us, because they recognize that we're a big educator, and that's what they're promoting for is education.
Sure.
So we
it's
work hand
marriage.
In hand. And it's been very good. And I tell everybody, as much as I ask them to join our organization, I say, listen, Long Island Debate is probably the most proactive organization in this New York State, even though they're Long Island based, for any motorcycle rights. If you're a rider and you want to believe your rights, yes, there's other organizations. There's the AMA, like you mentioned, Motorcycle Riders Foundation. But Long Island Debate is local. And that's what you need. We're local people. We need people supporting us locally.
That's right. It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, and 106.1 BLI. You're listening to Plugged Into Long Island. Good morning. It's Fingers hanging out with Don Gomo, the president of Empire Motorcycle Safety Program.org. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about was the fact that you show up at these different events and hand out information and stuff. And you pay for that.
Yeah.
And you just give it out for free. And how do you exist doing that? How does the entity sufficed?
I wish my last name was Hearst or Rockefeller to support that. But it's not. Listen, to do stuff for free costs money. We basically set up a member program so people can join our organization, help support us. And through that, we have, like I said, 90 sponsors, and all of them offer discounts to our members, either online or in-store, 10, 15, 20% and more. And we offer a free life insurance policy for members automatically. So, and we're constantly talking to more and more companies to come on board. So we're increasing. We have more sponsors than the AMA, than any other not-for-profit organization in the country, and we've been around for 2 years.
That's a testament to the amount of groundwork you've been doing.
It's a lot of work, but it's
what people might not know is that you have a background in safety before this, with writing a safety column for Iron Horse Magazine.
Right, American Iron Magazine.
American Iron, I'm sorry.
Sure, I still write for them. I'm their safety editor. I've been doing that. This past April was 10 years doing that. Motorcycle Safety Foundation rider coach for over a decade. So I've been involved in motorcycle safety 15 or so more years. And we have a lot of people that volunteer to help us that are equally enthusiastic and educated. So it works.
For people that are looking to get into motorcycling, hasn't gotten a bike yet, see the allure, likes the idea of the community, the thrill of the ride, what would you suggest that they do to venture into that sport, and how to size up a bike that's right for them?
Ooh, that's two tough questions.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the first one's easy. New York State, they're with the Motorcycle Safety Foundation. They do offer programs, and there are several schools on Long Island where you could go either during a weekday class or a weekend class. It's typically 2 days. It's classroom and what they call a range. It's a big parking lot with painted lines and cones.
So it's classroom and hands-on.
Yeah, and you get to ride, and it's the program is set up for somebody that's never, ever rode a motorcycle. And it works most of the time. You know, sometimes a person needs a little bit more attention, but you're riding with a class of 6 or 12, and the program works very good. Each lesson is built off the one before, so you're constantly reinforcing. Mm-hmm. You're learning good skills. You're learning the safety information. Yes, anybody could go get a permit, take a road test. If you could do a couple circles, couple of figure eights, left, right turn, you get a license.
Right. But if you got money, you go out and you buy a Road King, and now you're driving around this monster.
You know, when it comes to sizing the motorcycle, usually people get a better understanding of what's involved with riding when they take this class. They realize that there's an awful lot. Listen, when you drive a car, most cars now are automatic. You don't see too many standards. Put your foot on the brake, put it in drive, step on the gas, you go. Turning, simple. Motorcycle, you're using your hands, both hands for braking, clutching, your both feet for shifting, braking. You're using your body movement, you're turning your head. There's a lot of physical aspects to it.
Sure.
Along with just rolling down the road, how much it takes mentally, processing all this information. So when they take these classes, they realize that, ooh, it's a lot more than I thought. Mm-hmm. So when they were originally thinking of buying that 1,000cc Ninja or that Road King, maybe not. But
I learned on a Honda 90.
Yeah, I remember those.
And the lighter bike is, in my opinion, the way to go with a small, light bike. Because anybody that can ride a motorcycle can eventually get your balance on it.
Right.
But that's just the beginning.
Yeah, that's just the beginning. Listen, there are some aspects that weight of a bike has to the overall operation of the motorcycle.
Even to a skilled rider. I mean, you take a situation like me. I have a Dyna Y-Glide. I've ridden that thing back and forth across the country. It's, to me, it's my favorite bike. I just hit 78,000 miles. And I would love to have an Ultra or a new bike and stuff, but I love this bike. But to my point, I've ridden my friend's Ultras and Glides and stuff like that, and it is an immediate difference.
Sure.
Because of the weight alone. And as we get older, we may not have as much strength to hold those suckers up when they all of a sudden you realize you put your foot down and you're on a slight incline.
The age issue we could talk about forever, because that's a whole different topic. But and that's a good point. Our average age of motorcyclists these days is about 50 years old or older.
I didn't know that.
And it's because there's not a lot of new riders coming into the sport. A lot of the old ones are empty nesters. Kids are gone. They're getting into the motorcycling, which is fine. They had a bike when they were younger. Now they're doing it again. But they're not getting educated. Mm. And everybody seems to think it's the young kids with the sport bikes that are getting in all the crashes and fatalities. It's not true. The ones that are 50 and older are just as equal in crashes and fatalities as the one at 30 and younger. So the 30 and younger may be riding at risky speeds and whatnot, but they do sort of have a certain level of skill. Not skill that I want to use on a daily basis, but they don't have much of a fear factor. They're still young. The older ones have the fear, but they don't really have a lot of the skill. So it's just a bad combination that way, too.
I've heard that, and you correct me if you know this stat is wrong, that the percentage of people that are in motorcycle accidents, there's a higher percentage that lays on the responsibility of the rider than the actual vehicle that they're involved with.
Yeah,
is that true?
That's absolutely true, and it's what motorcyclists don't want to hear. Nationally and within New York, nearly half the crashes are single vehicle, which means it was just the motorcyclist. They did something wrong, whether too fast, braked wrong, was drunk, whatever. It was the rider's responsibility. That's half. Out of the other half, that involves one or more cars or other vehicles, 62% of them are the car's fault.
Okay.
So another 38%. So you're looking at nearly 70% of the crashes out there, which includes fatalities, is either fully or partially the fault of the motorcyclist. That's a very high number. That's a scary number.
Yeah, that is scary.
And as much as we say you got to watch out for the other guy, we should be watching out for ourselves. We're killing ourselves. And this is where the education comes in.
You can't expect a guy to watch out for you if you're doing 100.
No, yeah,
you know,
sure.
Because of our size, the judgment is off already.
Yes.
And then, who's doing 100 that, you know? I'm not saying I've never done it.
Listen, if you take excessive risk, there's odds that something can happen. But if you're still a person that rides 35 and a 35 mile an hour speed limit, doesn't exempt you from issues.
Right.
You're going to have just as many risks if you're not educated. So the big thing is, an education is easy. It's
time.
It's time.
It's a simple commitment to time and to your own life and those around
you. Listen, all of us have somebody that relies on us, whether it's a family member, spouse, children, co-workers, friends. A simple thing like falling over on your bike and breaking your wrist can have a devastating effect to some family if the person's out of work for 2 weeks.
Sure.
Forget about losing a limb, or what do you think a death will do to that? Hmm. So it really does matter to be as safe as you can, and don't think you know everything.
Educate yourself and head on over to EmpireMotorcycleSafetyProgram.org. Don Gomo has put together a great site with a ton of information. There's a portal where you can join in if you'd like. Are you going to be at any of the upcoming runs? Now, this is going to run after the veterans run that's going out to Montauk with the bait, which I'm honored to be the grand marshal of. But it will air before the Sticky Finger run that's coming up on July 17th. And if you're interested in that out there, head over to WBAB.com and hit the events tab, and it drops down and you see the bike runs. Are you going to be at anything coming up in the summer?
We have a list of events on our website to go to. We also have lists of where we're doing free seminars, information. All you got to do is sign up and register or just walk in. There's no real major rules to that.
You're not getting patted down like you're in a TSA.
You don't have to wait 3 hours in line. But we have areas. We do stuff at public libraries, motorcycle dealerships, rallies. We even go to motorcycle clubs and talk to them personally if they want us to.
That's awesome.
So we're out there doing as much as we can. Yes, there's a few rallies coming up, a few events coming up off the top of my head. We're hoping to show up at yours, hand out information, get people educated there.
You're always welcome at ours.
And there's a bunch of others locally. And as soon as we get an opening day, we're planning on headed down to Oak Beach, set up our tent down there, and hang out Sunday morning with everybody, have some coffee.
Excellent.
And talk down there, because you got to go where the motorcyclists are.
That's right. That's right. And there are a ton of us on Long Island. And good morning, Long Island. If you're just tuning in, it's 102.3 WBAB and 106.1 BLI. You're listening to Plugged In Long Island. My name is Fingers. I'm with Don Gomo, the man who has brought us much motorcycle safety advice through his column with American Iron Magazine. Or is it American Iron?
American Iron, yes.
And his safety column in there. And he has mushroomed and proliferated more of our safety through Empire Motorcycle Safety Program.org. And you can head over there, as Don said, to find out more information on how to get involved, how to learn, and where he'll be at what events. Don, I can't thank you enough for what you're doing for
thank
the community.
Thank you for having us.
You're very welcome. The door's always open here at BAB for you, and I'm sure I'll see you at the Sticky Finger Run, and I hope to see you guys at the Sticky Finger Run. We're going to end at the Great South Bay Music Festival again. Graham Nash is playing this year, and we have a new sponsor this year, our new beneficiary, I should say, with Stony Brook University's Cancer Center for Breast Cancer. So
very cool.
Lots of good stuff we do on the island on motorcycles. The entire motorcycle community should be commended for what we do, but we need to police ourselves as a group. If you see somebody doing something that's not right, don't be afraid to say something. And if you feel like you need to educate yourself more, don't hesitate to go to EmpireMotorcycleSafetyProgram.org and get more information.
Absolutely. Ride safe, ride often, ride educated.
There you go. On the air and in the wind, it's Fingers saying, have a great day. It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, and 106.1 BLI. Have a great day.